This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 14 December 2005. Israeli occupation forces escalate attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. 10 Palestinians were killed by Israeli occupation forces. 7 of the victims were extrajudicially executed by Israeli occupation forces in the Gaza Strip. 34 Palestinian civilians, including 17 children, were wounded by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces attacked civilian targets in the Gaza Strip and wounded additional civilians in the process of these attacks. Israeli occupation forces conducted 40 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Homes were demolished and raided, and 91 Palestinian civilians, including 4 children, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces closed the Muslim Youth Association in Hebron for 2 years. A house was transformed by Israeli occupation forces into a military site. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine, including border crossings of the Gaza Strip, which were partially reopened and then partially closed. The Israeli occupation forces imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians in the West Bank, and Israeli occupation forces arrested 12 Palestinian civilians, including 6 children and 2 girls, at various checkpoints in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank and used force to disperse peaceful demonstrators organized to protest the construction of this illegal apartheid wall. A child was wounded by a rubber-coated bullet, and 6 demonstrators sustained significant injuries. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians in occupied Palestine. Here is a brief summary. Killings. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces killed 10 Palestinians. 7 of the victims were extrajudicially executed or assassinated in 2 separate attacks in the Gaza Strip. On 8 December 2005, Israeli occupation forces extrajudicially assassinated 3 members of Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, the military wing of the Fatah movement in the northern Gaza Strip town of Beit Lahia. On 14 December 2005, Israeli occupation forces extrajudicially executed 4 members of the Salah al-Din Brigades, the military wing of the Palestinian Popular Resistance Committees in the Gaza Strip. On 10 December 2005, Israeli occupation force gunboat shot dead a Palestinian civilian opposite to Rafah, claiming that he attempted to cross the border between Gaza and Egypt. On 10 December 2005, Israeli occupation forces killed a Palestinian who exchanged fire with them during an incursion into the Balata refugee camp east of Nablus. And on 13 December 2005, Israeli occupation forces assassinated a Palestinian civilian as they opened fire to disperse Palestinian peaceful nonviolent demonstrators in Nablus. In addition, 34 Palestinians, including 17 children, were wounded by gunfire by Israeli occupation forces. Incursions. Israeli occupation forces conducted 40 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these incursions, Israeli occupation forces raided homes and arrested 91 Palestinians. Restrictions of movement. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose severe and comprehensive siege in occupied Palestine in violation of political, civil, economic, social, and cultural rights of Palestinians. This siege continued to tighten in the Gaza Strip, which has been transformed into a very large prison, especially at the Rafah International Crossing Point. Annexation wall. Israeli occupation forces continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces used force to disperse peaceful nonviolent demonstrations organized by Palestinian civilians. Lastly, illegal settler activity. Israeli settlers in breach of international humanitarian law continue to reside in occupied Palestine and have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property during the reporting period. Israeli occupation forces issued 2 military orders continuing areas of Palestinian land and demolished a home for the purpose of settlement expansion, which contravenes all aspects of international law. For a full report of these gross human rights violations, you can go to www.pchr.org.